September 9th is a day of mourning here in Afghanistan. It marks the death of Ahmad Shah Massoud. He was a well-known military leader of Afghanistan. His death anniversary is commemorated every year. 11 years on, he's still remembered by his fans. Some come and pay tribute to him in this square. Others decorate their cars with black flags and huge pictures of Massoud and parade on the streets. A sign of grief and loss.
We need to solve the problems of our country by being patient, united, and adopting better and logical approaches.
Ahmad Shah Massoud was assassinated in 2001 by two terrorists who disguised themselves as journalists. Massoud was greatly opposed to foreign interventions in his country. He believed in democracy and went to college to become an architect. But the invasion of his country by the former Soviet Union in 1979 changed the course of his life. Massoud began a war campaign against the Soviet occupation, and he succeeded. He finally toppled the Soviet regime. His death was followed by the US-led war in Afghanistan. This war was ostensibly launched to defeat Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. But that did not happen, and many more key Afghan politicians also lost their lives. This man, Qasim Fahim, the first wise Afghan president, was a close aide to Ahmad Shah Massoud. He himself has also survived several assassination attempts. He seems deeply worried about the future of his country.
Ahmad Shah Massoud was a great man. He has always fought for the independence and development of his country.
Massoud played a major role in defeating the Soviet troops, but soon another enemy was born, the Taliban. The Taliban could gain the control of almost 90% of the Afghan territory. However, they failed to capture Panjshir Valley, where Massoud set up his base.
Massoud was a peace-loving person, therefore he had repeatedly called on the Taliban to lay down their weapons and allow local people choose their leader. Many here believe if Massoud were alive, Afghan civilians would not have borne the brunt of violence today. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.